independent and impartial.
Good afternoon for 5 News. I'm Sibs Matiela. The DA says a robbery at the Littleton military base in Centurion, Pretoria is a symptom of bigger problems in the South African National Defence Force. The base was robbed late last night and a number of R4 rifles stolen. It's been reported that a grinder was used to open the gate and the main safe door was opened with a key. The Department of Defence is investigating whether any personnel were involved in the robbery and have taken in some suspects for questioning. DA Shadow Minister of Defence and Military Veterans,
Kobus Mare. The problems in the Defence Force. We have seen over the years that we have passed the deterioration of the Defence Force and the defence capability and readiness of the Defence Force. This is just a big embarrassment, and we have to get to the bottom of this, and some people must be held accountable. There's no doubt about that.
Eskom has expressed concern over the safety of its technicians going into Soweto to conduct audits. The power utility says before it can repair a power station or reconnect a community after a power trip, an audit must be conducted. Eskom says it's receiving backlash from communities fearing being cut off as they may have illegally connected their electricity. Last week, an employee from the power utility was held hostage by the community. Eskom's operations and maintenance manager is Daphne Mukwena.
It's unfortunate that we cannot allow our technical guys to be exposed to such unsafe, risky areas. Illegal connections is one of the issues that we faced up with. One of our strategy, you know, to deal with the 18.2 billion that is being owed by these Sowetans, we're saying we need to install the split meter. So
holidaymakers travelling into KwaZulu-Natal say they welcome the roadblocks along the main roads into the province. These drivers spoke to SABC News at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza.
I've been on the north coast, but I've been up at Maritzburg, so I'm going back and I'm going to spend Christmas at home. A few days ago it was very crowded coming in, it's a bit less today.
We're from Joburg, heading down to Durban. Most people are fine, but you get a few idiots who just think they own the road and want to go, you know, twice as fast as everyone else and push everyone out of the way. That's the irritating thing, I'd say.
Deputy President David Mabuza has conveyed a message of unity and strength to all South Africans. Mabuza, on behalf of President Cyril Ramaphosa, delivered a Christmas message highlighting the lows and highs of the past year.
Fellow South Africans, to some it has been a year of success, yet for others it has been a year of pain and grief for the loss of their loved ones. Even in such contrasting circumstances, we are always called upon to join hands as a people and lend a shoulder to all those around us.
Police in India have imposed a ban on large gatherings in parts of the capital, Delhi, ahead of another planned rally against a controversial citizenship law. At least 25 people have been killed in the demonstration.